The second collaboration, Suzanne M. Yazid. Suzanne is the eldest woman artist at the Indonesian support studio, Tabspace. She is always upbeat and cheerful during sessions, and truly enjoys a variety of hands-on activities. As an individual with cerebral palsy, Suzanne's work captures wobbly lines that give her art a distinctive look. Suzanne is someone who is eager to learn. Prior to developing her current interest in drawing, she enjoyed stitching into a specific illustration template. 2022 was a groundbreaking year for Suzanne, as it was the first time her artwork was exhibited in a collective Tabspace exhibition, Let's Be Friend, at Jabar Art Space IKEA Kota Baru Parahyangan, Bandung. In 2023, Suzanne, along with other Tabspace artists, participated in the exhibition, Open in New Tab, Salazar Sunario, at Salazar Sunario Art Space, Bandung. Photograph courtesy of Tabspace. James Lambert. James Lambert is an artist and illustrator living and working in London. Drawing lies at the heart of his practice, often digitally manipulated, combining graphic line, thumb-like, figures, solid flat color, rhythm and pattern. He is interested in the ability to communicate the intangible and the use of omnipresent visual codes and symbols to talk across divides. Images often only existing as digital files are imbued with a sense of melancholy, and embrace the absurd. Sometimes big topics are explored in simple universal terms. Tableau take inspiration from personal experience as well as infographics encountered in the everyday. James has worked on a wide range of creative projects that intersect other disciplines, from fashion, film and architecture to illustrating current events in newspapers. He considers this process of commission a collaboration and is also interested in arts dissemination across different platforms in popular culture. Graduating from the Royal College of Art, his work is housed the Tate Archives and has been exhibited at the Design Museum. His solo show Look and Learn 40 Looped Animations was held at Sketch Gallery London.